Pope Francis yesterday also got a chance to have lunch with 12 young people from around the world who are attending World Youth Day. Two people from each of the five continents, plus two from Brazil, were invited to the encounter in the residence of the Archbishop. Sean Patrick Lovett spoke with some of them after the encounter.
I'm Indian, but I'm coming from New Zealand. I live in New Zealand.
Tell us about the lunch with the Pope.
We had time to eat, yes, of course, but we were all the time talking to Pope. And Pope were asking us questions and we were talking to him. We were asking him questions, yeah.
What question did you ask him?
I asked him how to be a Catholic in the present world with the traditions that we hold. He told us, you are not holding the traditions. You are living in the present and Christ is present. And you just live the present.
Say your name again for me.
Polina Grigorieva, Russia, St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg.
Yes.
And you have just come from lunch with the Holy Father.
Yes, I'm very excited. I can't believe even now that I had a lunch with the Pope. It was very impressive. So much feelings, I can't explain them. You can hear that I lost my voice even because I'm a little bit nervous.
There is a joke that you say in Russia about the Pope and Catholics, isn't there?
Yes, we say that it's easier to all Catholics from Russia come to Rome to visit Pope than to Pope come to Russia. So I couldn't even imagine that I will see the Pope so near and for so long time.
Did you invite the Pope to Russia?
Yes, of course, and he answered that he is trying, and he tried before to come to Russia, and he also asked for all Russians to pray, and he will pray also, because he wants to visit our land of Mary. Yes, so I'm very proud that Pope remembers Russia.
What question did you ask him?
I asked him if he thinks that our society is going in the wrong way, or we have a hope. And he said, of course we have a hope because we have a Christ and we have the youth that is in Christ. So we can make a revolution. We can bring humanity to our society because now it's lost. We lost the main line. We lost the main line of love, faith and hope. So our responsibility of youth, is to bring love, to bring joy to society, not to forget about the people, and not to forget about the love.
And what question did he ask you?
At first, I was so nervous that I forgot to tell him my name. And he answered, well, in Russia, you may be afraid of KGB, but I'm not a KGB. He was very funny. And he asked me about my family, about my parish. I asked him to pray for my family, for my parish, for prayers. And he answered that he always pray. He is a very forced man because he needs so much force even to smile every day. He smiles every minute and he prays for all of us every minute. It's very exciting.
Your name is?
I'm Jinukshan from Sri Lanka.
And you had lunch with the Pope today?
Yeah, I had lunch with the Pope.
And what did he say to you?
He asked me whether I was part of mission, youth club mission in mission services in Sri Lanka. So I said I wasn't a part of any youth club or any activities in Sri Lanka because our country was suffered from 30 years of war and it was finished just now. So at the time I couldn't take part in any of the activities in Sri Lanka. So that's.
And what else did he say to the group? What did the Pope say to the group?
He advised us to share our faith with the other communities. And
do you remember what you ate?
The name of the food, I don't remember.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's nice.